Time now for a classic episode of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. Hear more, including all new shows, at homecomingradio.com.
Hello and welcome once again to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio, where the music touches the soul and friends are here to celebrate the best news ever delivered. I'm Gordon Moat here with Bill Gaither himself, with a great cast of characters, and we're ready to get things started.
And all of my guests today are musically qualified to take you high-flying. Signature Sam, Signature Sal, Kim Hoffer.
Sound like your whole upper plate just let go right
greater
there.
Greater vision.
Linda Randall and the whole Homecoming gang.
At the Memphis Auditorium.
Well, I'm on my way.
Well done.
And my public service announcement today is this is International Appreciation Day. Find a person who has done something kind for you and let them know of your appreciation for their kindness. It will do them a lot of good and it will help your heart as well. Anything to help my heart.
Come here, Bill. Come here. Here's a big hug
Bill. No hugging, Kevin. No.
I clean up pretty good on Sunday mornings. I look like someone who belongs in church. But I know both me and him know I'm not perfect. Yeah, this old boy could use a lot of work. But ain't it good God loves people like me? Just stay coming every day, run up the mill, ordinary soul, falling short of what he ought to be. A little grease on my jeans and dirt on my boots, a truckload of doubt Sunday. Things I wish I could take back. And I've been known to tiptoe out on the edges. Done things I wish I hadn't, that's a fact. But ain't it good that God loves people like me? Just a common everyday run of the mill, ordinary soul, falling short of what he be. A little grease on my jeans and dirt on my boots, a truckload of doubts and a boatload of blues. And when I look into the mirror, I'm just glad he sees more than I can see.
Yes, everybody is excited. I can feel it in the room.
Whatever you're doing.
Well, hang on now.
Wake up, Swan. Come on, wake up.
This week's recognition is a bit sloppy. The Crossing Conundrum of Kalamazoo. Meeting at Carlton Cozy's Kumquat and Kalispell gave us their Stop the Slosh trophy. They said their words are all slosh, like a poor man's goulash. I'm not sure at all what that means, but here is the word of the day. Gobsmart. Smart. Gobsmart.
Ah.
Yeah,
you
is
mean
that right?
Gobsmacked.
Oh, smacked.
Which means one can't read his script.
No. No, let me
it's
tell you.
It's an old Indian word.
Oh, gobsmacked. Ty Cobb, one of the all-time record-setting internationally known baseball players for the renowned Swedish Meatballs, Cobb was known for his hard-hitting techniques with his bat. You see, he could also smack the ball to deep left field with his bare hand. Not a lot of folks knew that. It was a feat unprecedented. In fact, Sweden had no president at the time. His name, keep up with me, his name was untarnished until 1947 when Cobb's teammate, Lefty, greased his bat during a playoff game as a practical joke. Well, Cobb just laughed at it politely, of course, and then proceeded to slap the grin off of Lefty. Caused his lips to slide into first base, and Lefty had been gobsmacked. Is that right?
No, pretty close. Lee, what does
not
it mean?
Not even close. It actually means astonishing.
Thank you very much. As we move on.
Hey, here are the Hoppers. One more river to cross.
One more battle with the devil, then I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah. Holding to his nail-scarred hand. Holding to his nail-scarred hand.
Had a lot of troubles and trials in my lifespan. When I'm standing alone and the battle gets hot, I always do the best I can. I must have crossed a million valleys, shed a million tears. When I come to the river of Jordan, hallelujah, then I'll have no fear. Then I'll have no fear.
One more river to cross, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I gotta go through, leaving my troubles behind. One more battle with the devil, then I know he'll understand. I'm going through with Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail-scarred hand. Holding to his nail-scarred hand.
Been a lot of people talking about me since I walked this narrow way. This is just another little valley. I came through it when I prayed. I've climbed a lot of high mountains and I've crossed a lot of little streams. But when I see old Jordan cold, that'll be the last for me. That'll be the last for me. Cause I've got
one more river to cross, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I gotta go through. I'm leaving my troubles behind. One more battle with the devil, then I know he'll understand. Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail-scarred hand, holding to his nail-scarred hand.
Oh, God,
one more river to cross, one more mountain to climb, one more valley that I gotta go through. I'm leaving my troubles behind. One more battle with the devil, Jesus, hallelujah, holding to his nail-scarred hand, holding to his nail-scarred hand.
Oh, that's good. The Hoppers, one more river to cross. Hey, Swan, we had a wonderful summer. I took my family to Washington.
Oh, my.
Because I wanted them to meet the fine folks I was working for up there.
We love you. And hope Ronnie from heaven.
We love you too, Bill. And well, yes, and Gloria.
Here's Greater Vision, and they are redeemed.
Savior, King, since I have been redeemed. Since I have been redeemed. Since I have been redeemed. I will glory in his name. Since I have been redeemed. I will glory in my Savior's name. I have a prize to satisfy since I have been redeemed. To do his will, my highest price since I have been redeemed. Since I have been redeemed. Since I have been redeemed, I will glory in his name. Since I have been redeemed, I will glory in my Savior's name. Redeemed, how I love to proclaim it. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy. His child and forever I am.
You know, your feedback is very important, and we encourage you to leave a note at homecomingradio.com.
You know, it gives us a lot of encouragement when you're recording a program like this. Sometimes you wonder, is anybody out there listening? A simple note is very encouraging.
We also love to know the worldwide diversity of the people to whom we're speaking. It's a reminder that there are people who love gospel music in every nook and cranny of the globe.
And a little note helps us to realize the importance of sharing the joy and the hope of gospel music with anyone who's listening. So, Bill, tell them how to leave us a note.
Well, you just go to homecomingradio.com and click on the banner that says, Leave Us a Note.
Write your message in a box and then hit the send button and you've left us a note. And we do read them all.
And Bill, no stamps are necessary. Just write it, click it, and send it. It's homecomingradio.com. We want to hear from you today.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm Chris Blue, and you are listening to Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.
People are always concerned about times, especially when they get a little turbulent. And in these last few years, yes, I will admit, things got a little topsy-turvy. However, if you've lived long enough, you know this is not the first time where cultures have collided and people get worried, they get concerned about their children. Gloria and I wrote this song probably maybe 45 years ago. It says, though sometimes it may seem that the world's in control, he's still the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Listen.
In the hills of Judea, the lone shepherds watched. Hope is gone. There is no call for singing. Then the angels proclaim that a Savior is born. Heaven's lost echo sweet Zion's ringing. He has walked by the graveside of earth's fallen kings who opposed him, and yet he still reigning. Somehow love and compassion have conquered it all. Even foes join with heaven proclaiming. Hosanna, Hosanna. It may seem this old world's in control. He's still the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. At the sound of a trumpet, the sky
promise you can hold on to. Hold tight to the hope which you have confessed, because you can trust God to do everything He's promised to do. And that's from Hebrews 10:23.
Well, it won't be long before many of our favorite homecoming friends are going to descend on Gatlinburg, Tennessee, in the heart of the beautiful Smoky Mountains for Gaither Family Fest 2025. It's going to be Memorial Weekend.
5 concerts packed into 3 days. You'll want to make your plans now for May 23rd through May 25th.
Featuring Bill and Gloria Gaither and the Gaither Vocal Band. That's Wes Hampton, Adam Crabb, Todd Suttles, and Reggie Smith, along with Mark Lowry, Gordon Mote, Chris Blue, The Martins, Lady Love Smith, Gene McDonald, Kevin Williams, Matthew Holt, Michael Shade Rousey, and more, plus guest speakers.
5 shows are going to be packed into 3 days. We have beautiful singing. We have amazing speakers. You really don't want to miss this. It's perfect for your whole family.
More information at Gaither.com.
Make your plans for Family Fest 2025. We want to see you there.
Come and join us.
We get some very kind and gracious emails from our listeners. Here's just a few examples.
I hear you a million times each week, and I'm hopelessly hooked. Love the joy, energy, inspiration, and humor. Kevin is outrageous and a very sick cigarette. The show soothes my soul and makes our world a better place. California Dave.
I hear you every time I'm in my car on satellite. What a blessing you are. I laugh, cry, and I even sing along. I love it. You're the best. And that's from Deanne. Thanks, Deanne.
I hear you on my way to work, and it's the best possible start I could have to my day. You help keep me close to the Lord all day, every day. Keep it up. That's from Pam.
We love your notes.
send them to homecomingradio.com. The vocal band went and got an old holiness hymn that I found by Halder Lillenis, who was...
Ooh, say that three times.
Gloria said, you're making these names up.
I
said,
are.
No, I'm not. What a wonderful writer and what a wonderful thought. Freedom is the opposite of slavery. And once you experience true, true freedom and freedom in Christ, you are free indeed. Here's a vocal band, Glorious Freedom.
Once I was bound by sin's galling fetters, chained like a slave, I struggled in vain. But I received a glorious freedom when Jesus broke my fetters in twain. Glorious freedom, wonderful freedom. No more in chains of sin I repine. Jesus, the glorious emancipator, now and forever, he shall.
Great, great day. Our goal today was to encourage you to be kind, and I hope we have done that, Lee.
Yes, and if you fly through cyberspace during the week, take a quick detour to homecomingradio.com where you can hear all of us online.
You can also download our free Homecoming iPhone app and find the dates and places for future Homecoming concerts.
Come check out our Facebook page, and you can also leave us a note on homecomingradio.com. Go do that right now.
Some great homecoming stations in Arizona. We have the entire CRN radio network. That's the cable radio network. Also, KTLW KVIP. We say thanks and a big
salute. And, Bill, I hate to always be the one, but Gloria contacted me again and wanted me to remind you that the over 70s clean and jerk weightlifting finals are tonight. You are their leader and expected to win. Go.
I can't wait.
Gloria just called you a jerk.
I'll see you next week.
That's a clean one.
Well, today you've heard the best of the best in great gospel music. And if you're wondering where you can find this music, go to homecomingradio.com and you'll find what you've listened to here today and a whole lot more. We look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio. See you next time.
You've been listening to an encore presentation, and there's more where this came from, including all new shows at homecomingradio.com.